The Library of Gold, written by Gail Linns and read by Alan King. A library could be a dangerous place. The librarian scanned the 10 men in tailored tuxedos who lounged around the long oval table in the centre of the room. Encircling them were magnificent illuminated manuscripts, more than 1,000 of them, blanketing the walls from floor to ceiling. Their spectacular gold-covered bindings faced out to showcase the fortune in gems decorating them. The men were members of the book club that owned and operated the Secret Library of Gold, where the annual dinner was always held. The finale was the tournament, in which each member tested the librarian with a research question. As the books towered around them and the air vibrated with golden light, the men sipped their cognac. Their eyes watched the librarian. Trajan challenged the international lawyer from Los Angeles, AD 53 to AD 117. Trajan was one of the most ambitious warrior emperors of old Rome, but few people realise he also revered books. His supreme monument to his success at war is called Trajan's Column. He ordered it erected in the court between two galleries of Rome's library, which he also built. The room seemed to hold its breath, waiting. The librarian's fingers plucked at his tuxedo jacket. Nearly 70 years old, he was a tidy man with wrinkled features. His hair was thin, his glasses large, and his mouth set in a perpetual small smile. The tension heightened as he mulled.
"Of course," he said at last. "Cassius Dio Coxianus wrote about it."
He went to the shelves containing the 80 volumes of Cassius Dio's history, Romaica, compiled in the 2nd and 3rd centuries and transcribed by a Byzantine calligrapher in the 6th century.
"The story is here, in volume 77. Most of Cassius Dio's work has been lost. Our library has the only complete set."
As pleased laughter swept the exclusive group, the librarian laid the large volume into the arms of the challenger, who stroked the embedded opals and sapphires on its cover. Gazing appreciatively at the golden book, he stood it up beside his brandy glass. 8 other illuminated manuscripts stood beside 8 other brandy glasses. Each was a testament to the librarian's intimate knowledge of ancient and medieval literature and the priceless value of the library itself. Now only the 10th member, the director himself, remained. He would pose the final question in the tournament.